Good morning. Welcome to Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. It's pre-dawn here on the island and very foggy, but a new day is about to appear. It's a time of beautiful mystery early in the morning. And wherever you are listening, I hope you're doing well, and let's go on a journey to learn about our country and also to listen to a poem. Today we're going to visit the country of Albania. It's a country on the Balkan Peninsula in southeastern Europe, with a coastline at the Adriatic and the Ionian Sea in the west, which are both portions of the Mediterranean Sea. It is bordered by Montenegro in the north, Serbia, Kosovo in the northeast, the Republic of Macedonia in the east, and Greece in the southeast. And Albania also shares maritime borders with Croatia and Italy. It's about the same size as Belgium or the US state of Maryland. There are about 2.8 million people living in Albania. The capital city and the largest city is Tirana. Spoken languages are Albanian, this is the official language. Also English, Italian and Greek are spoken. And like neighboring and mainly Albanian-inhabited Kosovo, Albania has a Muslim majority, a legacy of centuries of Ottoman rule. Other main religions are Albanian Orthodox, which make up about 20%, and Roman Catholic, about 10%. Previously, part of the Byzantine and later Ottoman empires, Albania gained independence in 1912. It became a Stalinist regime under Enver Hoxha after World War II and remained extremely isolationist in policy and outlook until the communists lost power in 1992. Albania ended 44 years of xenophobic communist rule and established a multi-party democracy. The transition has proven difficult as corrupt governments have tried to deal with high unemployment, dilapidated infrastructure, widespread gangsterism, and disruptive political opponents. International observers judged local elections in 2000 to be acceptable and a step forward toward democratic development, but serious deficiencies remain to be corrected. Albania joined NATO in April 2009 and is a potential candidate for EU accession. Although Albania's economy continues to grow, the country is still one of the poorest in Europe, hampered by a large informal economy and an inadequate energy and transportation infrastructure. There are two main UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Albania. One is at Butrint, and this place has been inhabited since prehistoric times. Butrint has been the site of a Greek colony, a Roman city, and a bishopric. But the city was abandoned in the late Middle Ages after marshes formed in the area. Another historical center is at Barat and Gjirokastra. And these are rare examples of an architecture typical of the Ottoman period. Barat features a castle, locally known as Kala, most of which was built in the 13th century. The citadel area is home to many Byzantine churches, mainly from the 13th century, as well as several mosques built in the Ottoman era. If you'd like to learn more about Albania and Albanian people, visit nationsonline.org. And I would like to say a warm hello to Anybody from Albania who is listening in this morning, or who is a descendant from that part of the world. And I didn't mention it yesterday, but also I would like to say hello to any listeners from Afghanistan, and or who have descended, who are descended from Afghanistan. All right, and take good care of yourself today. Enjoy being yourself. And just realize how wonderful you are. You are the only you in the entire world. And how great is that? And look around at the people closest to you and far away too. They're all unique in themselves. And not alone that, but today is quite unique. Today has never been before, and it never will be again. So let's enjoy it. The piece of music is from Rachmaninoff, Rhapsody. Enjoy. Alone by Maya Angelou. Lying thinking last night, how to find my soul a home where water is not thirsty and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. There are millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run round like banshees. Their children sing the blues. They've got expensive doctors to cure their hearts of stone. But nobody, no, nobody can make it out here alone. All alone, all alone, nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Now if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering, the wind is going to blow, the race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan, 'cause nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.